OMG. Did you just suck at that TV or radio interview? If your media appearance went sideways, get in touch to request a free review. Just send us the video or audio, and our friendly experts will give you some ego-massaging feedback. Just Google Marvelous Media Training to find out more. Hi, I'm Steve Bleers, this time on the Media Training Podcast. When asked to appear on TV or radio, most people go into a massive tailspin of over-preparation. Make your point, shut your mouth, wait for the next question. Your PR people will urge you to shoehorn in as many clumsy references to your business as possible. Don't do it. Be helpful, be useful, be expert. So let's talk about doing a TV interview using Zoom. You'll have noticed that increasingly on news shows, live interviews are done online from people's home offices. So let's get into how we might do these quite well. First things first, set up your laptop and the space around you. Set your laptop up and the space that's going to be in the shot, basically. Now, too often, people look terrible in these interviews. You'll have seen them. The camera angle, it looks like it's filming up their nose. Half of the shot is of the ceiling with no lampshade. There's loads of junk and clutter in the background. And I hate to say it, I was sent a screen grab recently of a Zoom interview. I think it was on the BBC. And proudly displayed on the shelf in the background was an adult toy. Oh my God, please do not let this be you. Clear the junk behind you. Imagine if that was you. So, how to get this right? First, position yourself so you're facing some light. A window is best, or a desk lamp. You know, something that just casts light on your face. You'll look much clearer. You won't be so grainy. You won't be some gloomy, shadowy figure on the screen. Now, next, head into the kitchen and get that stack of Jamie Oliver cookbooks that you never use and shove them under your laptop. Raise your laptop up, and this is important, so that the camera, which is at the top of the laptop screen, is at eye level. This is super important. So why would you do this? Why do you want the camera at eye level? Yes, it avoids that shot of the ceiling that needs decorating, but you're also not looming over the audience and kind of looking down on them. You're on their level. You're much more approachable. Right, background. Okay, you don't need to go overboard. You don't need to just have a kind of, you know, white wall behind you. But clear away sort of distracting stuff, you know, distracting photos, sensitive information. I have actually seen people with their Wi-Fi codes on post-it notes behind them in these sorts of interviews. You know, jumble and junk, the laundry, whatever you've got in your home office. Just, you know, have a tidy up. You know, try this in advance. So, you know, set up your computer so the camera's at eye level. Face a window, clear your junk. It's going to look much, much more professional. Got it? Right. Let's move on to your performance on camera, because, you know, yes, you're sitting at home, yes, you're on TV, it is a performance of sorts. So first thing is preparation. These interviews are short, often less than 3 minutes, and if they pre-record it so it's not live, they may just use a soundbite, and that could you could be on screen for 30 seconds or less. So what do you need to do? You need to say your best stuff first. Don't waffle at the start of your interview. I've seen so many people go, hello, presenter name. Can I first just say thanks so much for having me on? No, you're just literally wasting your own time. Get straight to your first point, your best point, and your opinion. Now, a quick sidebar on preparation. When asked to appear on TV or radio, most people go into a massive tailspin of over-preparation. They're up half the night worrying, scribbling notes. Don't do it. It's an interview. It's not an exam. Okay? For a short video interview, we say prepare 5 points and expect to say just 3. You don't need to start remembering everything you know about a topic. Prepare 5 points, expect to say just 3. And we're talking bullet point summaries, your best ideas condensed into just a few succinct sentences on each point. Yeah? Don't read from notes. All TV interviews are supposed to be a kind of, you know, back and forth, natural feeling conversation just in front of millions of people, you know, but the pretense is that it's just a chat on air, isn't it? It's not one question from the presenter followed by a long and boring 3-minute monologue about everything you know on a topic from you, yeah? So make your point, shut your mouth, wait for the next question, and you'll be great. Got it? Good. Next, think about examples. What do I mean by examples? These are ways to illustrate your stories. They must be very short anecdotes to kind of illustrate what you're saying. You know, it's basically something that will give the audience an image, a picture in their mind that explains what it is you were talking about. And what do I mean by this? So as an interviewee, you might say something like, our researchers found people don't like that for this reason. And the interviewer will say, for example, so which people didn't like it and what were the reasons? Okay, paint a picture. The best interviewees have an anecdote or micro story, and they're the experts who always get asked back on air. So consider this as part of your preparation. It's probably the toughest bit is finding these examples. And if you don't have them, ask a colleague or friend, see if they've got one to illustrate what you've got to say. Paint pictures with words. People remember stories, not statistics. Bring your statistics, bring your ideas to life. Okay. Another great tip in your replies is to use signposting language. So what is signposting language? It's basically connective words and phrases to help you kind of expand. You might make a point and then say, this is important because, or you might make another point and say, but I'd also like to say this, or in addition, or another important point is, let's turn our attention to, there are literally hundreds of signposting and connective words you can use to help you expand and explain what you're saying, that sort of thing. Now, once you've made your point, briefly in this 3-minute interview, indicate that you've finished your answer through your facial expression or your tone of voice. That was a bit of a ham-fisted way of doing it, but you get the idea. Okay, great. Why don't we take a look at some of the things that you should not do in an online interview? Here is my number one. Okay, I'm going to get slightly irate about this. Do not repeat the name of your brand and business over and over again. Do not repeat the name of your brand or business over and over again. You and your business will get a name check when they introduce you. Be happy with that. Joining us is Steve Bleers from Marvelous Media Training. That's it. Don't try shoehorning the name of your company into your answers. And the reason for this is that we suggest to clients that you should nurture long-term relationships with journalists. As an expert in your industry, you could be invited back time and time again. And needless plugs are going to kibosh the whole of that before you even get started. You'll fall at the first hurdle and you'll never be invited back. So how do I know this? Well, I have been that producer, and on many occasions, I've made a mental note of someone plugging their business over and over again and thought to myself, we're not using them again. Now, your PR people will urge you to shoehorn in as many clumsy references to your business as possible. Stuff like, here at Totally Cobblers Limited, we believe in XYZ, or can I just say at Totally Cobblers Limited, we would never ask a client to do that. Don't do it. Be helpful, be useful, be expert. Right, that's enough ranting. Next, avoid getting defensive. Can I just say that most media interviews are just a conversation, an exchange of ideas. They're not a battle. But if you are asked an awkward question, stay calm, stay in control. So sometimes journalists might ask a normal question, but in an aggressive way. How can you possibly explain that? You know, listen to the words, not the tone. What they're asking is, how can you possibly explain that? Okay, there's no need to lose your temper. Don't do it. Other do's and don'ts. Don't say no comment. If you're in a situation where you need to say no comment, you probably shouldn't be on air in the first place. But if it is something you can't answer because you don't know or can't say, just be smarter about it. You know, you could say, I can't answer that right now because I don't have the information to hand, but I'll try and get back to you with those details. Something like that. Or this is commercially or legally sensitive. I can't discuss it at the moment. That sort of thing. So don't say no comment. Never lie. Don't embellish stuff. Don't make stuff up. Yeah. But don't say no comment. Great. Similarly, jargon. Avoid jargon. All businesses and industries have their own shorthand and jargon and acronyms, but don't use it on air. Stay conversational. Use plain English. Things that you should do. Smile. You know, you might be on air talking about a serious topic, but a smile goes a long way. Yeah. You'll appear warmer, more approachable, more human. Try and relax. Try and be yourself. Inject some energy and enthusiasm into your performance. And I say this because video does appear to suck the energy out of people. So aim for 110% of you. Think you on a great day after a coffee. Yeah? Okay, that's it for media interviews. Good luck, and I hope to see you on air soon. For more tips and guides, Google Marvelous Media Training. Thanks for listening.